What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I heard about your thigh meat problem and like all that
stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah. It got rave reviews on the internet, so I have to probably just stay away from you because these ladies said pull them up higher. I said I can't. I got a girl. What's burning, Jack? We got a special guest.
Of course,
she'll be around more often.
Special guest?
I mean, not even a guest. Guest is the wrong word.
Yeah, guest is definitely the wrong.
A new member.
Well, look, of the family. It's your guy's house. Right. I just want like the spare bedroom.
That's fine.
That's all.
No, that's
yeah,
cool.
We can make that happen, man. Right. Welcome, Rachel, to What's Burning. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
What's Burning?
Thank you guys for scheduling around my busy day today.
As you can see,
by my natty attire.
Can we discuss your clothes?
Yeah,
who made that? Who made that? Some shout out.
Jesus himself.
Had to.
The way it looks.
I'm trying to tell you.
I ain't mad at it.
All I know.
Can I get the Lord himself to send me one?
Let me see.
All I know is man. I was told, oh no, what's burning? Like you should dress down.
Normally
like
I'm shorts
tight.
And t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we caught you off guard today, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
You clean.
I heard about your thigh meat problem and like all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, but yeah. It got rave reviews on the internet. So. I have to probably just stay away from you because these ladies said, pull them up higher. I said, I can't. I got a girl. Anyway, let's get to the show. Man.
Coming in hot.
Yep. Yeah, for real. Hottest team in the NBA right now, Portland Trailblazers. Happy for Chance and Dame, first and foremost. 4-0. Dame is back playing at an all-NBA level. Whew. Rachel, what has impressed you most by this early season start by the Trailblazers?
Well, look, Lillard, right? Western Conference Player of the Week. But here's all you need to know about Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. This is the guy who, if he's challenged, we know what he is coming back with, mm-hmm. right? So he missed part of last season. A lot of people were like, oh, I don't know how he's going to be. You know, Damian Lillard, he's not the best athlete in the NBA, all that stuff. If he gets hurt, what's it going to...
I want to hear none right? of that shit.
Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. And mm-hmm. it's funny, he's been talking a little bit recently, and he talked about this first a year and a half ago, that in the summer of 2021, he ran into LeBron James at a WNBA game. And LeBron was like, oh, come by the house sometime. Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right. And he made arrangements, came by the house. And guess who was there waiting for him? LeBron, Anthony Davis, and some very expensive wine. And they basically spent the night trying to recruit him to the Lakers.
Can you imagine that?
I know. Wow. And he said that at the beginning, he was like, oh, let me think about this. Right at that point, he wasn't that happy with the franchise, remember? Mm-hmm. And that he was like, you know what? Through that conversation, even reinforced to me more, I want to do this my way, on my team, in my city. And from that point, and really from the point that they traded CJ, right? Those things all happened within the same like 6 month period. He took an active role into building the squad that you are seeing out there today, right? So Jeremy Grant, he played with him on the Olympic team. He recruited
Big
him,
pickup.
Right? He knew that the defense, bottom third of the NBA the last couple seasons, needed a little pump. He recruited Gary Payton Jr. Mm-hmm. He has worked hard with Anthony Simons. So, like, he has put so much more of himself into this team this year than I think we have ever seen him put before.
I like that.
And
yeah,
this man is not done.
Jack, obviously they're not going to go undefeated. Is this fool's gold or is this sustainable for this team?
I mean, it's good to see because, you know, there's so many people over there that we rock with, you know, Chance, Dame, and the whole team, you know. And everybody's healthy right now. Nurkic is healthy. You know, the whole team. You have the whole team right now. So they're showing us what they can be. Mm-hmm. But we know it's a long season.
Yes.
You know, and it's good to see right now. But I want to see this Portland team at the end of the season because Dame deserves to be, you know, at the top of the West.
I got a chance to see Anthony Simons play in person, and I was so impressed. This young boy could put the ball in the basket. And one thing I like is he doesn't care how many shots he misses. He's going to keep going. And I think, you know, that's appreciated from Dame's standpoint because although Dame's playing great, he's getting older. He's not going to carry the load the entire time. So I like Anthony again.
22 points in 6 minutes in the third quarter.
What's his
name?
Come on. Jeremy Grant was a great pickup. Obviously, GP2 hasn't got a chance to get out there yet. But again, I like this team. I think they're more of a middle of the pack, lower playoff type team. But again, great start. And hopefully I'm wrong. I would love to see, like you said, I'd love to see Dame at the top of the West. But the West is tough and it's still early. Next up, one of the most impressive duos in the game, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Picking up where they left off last year, currently Tatum is at 32.5 a game, 8 rebounds, shooting 55% from the field. Brown is at 24, 5.5, 1.5 blocks, and 1.5 steals. Off to a 3-1 start thus far, slipped up last night. Tatum, Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Brogdon fitting in well. Early impressions on this Celtics team, Jack?
I love the way they responded. You know, with everything going on out there, I love the way how they responded out the gate. You know, they came out looking like this championship team, looking like one of the best teams in the East. Tatum coming in. We said Tatum was going to have to play a big role and up his game with everything that's going on there and having a new coach on the sideline. And he doing that.
Yep.
So they're responding the way they were supposed to respond. But, you know, like you said, it's a long season, but it's a good way to see them start.
Don't you think that the Celtics and the Suns have had the biggest fuck you energy in the league?
Oh,
you thought this offseason shit was going to derail us? You thought, oh, we're going to fall apart, right? And both teams have been like, this is the talent we have on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I love the Malcolm Brogdon pickup.
You know, Rach, too, being along the game long enough, bad teams, you know, that'll mess up. Like the Warriors, that situation with Draymond, bad teams would, you know, go in different directions. But these good, solid teams with solid foundations, it brings them together. And that's sometimes what the outside doesn't realize. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, look, and we're seeing it. And Boston was a question mark, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you lose your coach that close to the start of the season,
right,
it's a scramble.
And not just any coach. Like, no. He had these dudes playing great basketball in the finals.
Yep. So. Amen. And so it's a testament, as you say, to the good teams, to the guys like Tatum, to the guys like Jaylen, who are able to say, no, circle up. We got you.
All right.
We're going to be all right.
The one thing I'll say about this team is their frontline depth worries me. And I definitely know that last year Robert Williams wasn't healthy playing. And he saw he had to sit out every other game. His knee was flaring up. They need him to be significant in this league.
I'm glad he got the surgery, though.
Yeah, he had
because
to.
Because you just do it. Yeah. Don't like inch along like last season. Just do it.
Yeah.
Do it at the beginning.
But get
of the year.
Healthy. You know, I like how they're, you're not going to see him until the second half of the season. So there's no guess. Nope. Like, even if he feels better, make sure he rests because he's going to be an integral part. You know, everything he brings to that team, they don't have. Although they have other bigs, no one does what Robert Williams does. So I'm a real big fan of him. And he needs to be healthy for, you know, Boston to be a serious contender this year. That's for sure. Western Conference, Zion and the Pelicans off to a hot start. Zion's at 22 a game, Ingram at 22 a game. CJ at 23 a game. I love this team. Our brother Willie Green is doing a good job over there at head coaching. Rachel, first thought on this team's early start and what you've seen from Zion thus far.
I'm so glad you brought up his name because everyone talks,
Willie
of course.
G?
Yeah,
that's
like
my guy.
Willie
G.
Because Zion is just a magnet, right? And everyone's like, oh, CJ came in. And by the way, I am in the CJ McCollum camp forever. I think what he does to a locker room when they brought him in, and so many people had questions of why'd you spend this much in the trade. David Griffin knew exactly what he was getting, and CJ has lived up to every part of it.
Great
and
player, but even better person.
Even better person, and just again, the he's a grown-up in the room, right? And you have a lot of young players on that team. B.I., obviously, incredibly talented. But it's up to Willie to manage all of that.
Right.
And I think a lot of their early success comes from him knowing the right notes to hit at the right time. You can have a lot of talent and not know how to integrate them all. And those guys, you can tell they're a team.
Yeah.
They're really playing together for each other. They're clearly going to be a top five offense this season, right?
I agree.
The question's the defense. And in that sense, it's just, you know, what I always say, it's how hard are you going to play?
Yeah.
The
defense is just want and effort. Jack, thoughts on this squad? Do you see them being a top seven team in the West? You think they're in the top eight in the West? Let me put it that way.
I see this team surprising a lot of people. I would say top eight team, like in that bottom half. I think B.I. is going to go to another level with his game.
I love B.I.'s game.
You know what I'm saying? This kid, he has the attitude, he has the talent, he has the passion, and he's young.
And he'll swing on you.
And he's starting to come into his own. You know, I think they starting to pass him the torch on his team, let him know he's the guy.
He is the guy.
But I like everything about it. My question is going to always be Zion. How many games he going to play? Like, I've took worse of falls than that. And I don't have
a lot of weight coming down.
I don't have
on
the cushion he has, though. I don't have the cushion he has. And I got up and played. You know what I'm saying? So we need to see him on the court for them to be successful.
Jack,
bro.
I think if he had to play tonight, he would. I think this is just more precaution because of his past. But, you know, I'm looking for growth from him as a player. You know, obviously he's missed a lot of time, but he's still learning how to play this NBA game, and he's putting up, you know, video game numbers as far as, you know, shooting percentage and you know, at 22 a game. But I'm excited just to see his growth this year because I think there's so much more he can add to his game. But you hit it on the head. The key is his availability for this team. Next, heading out to South Beach. I don't feel like there's any reason to be scared, but Heat are off to a 1-3 start.
Just what I expected.
Jack, thoughts?
They didn't get better. They did not get better this summer. They didn't do anything to get better. The most entertaining thing they did this summer was watching Jimmy walk around with extensions. I called him too. I said, Jim, how long? I called him. I said, Jake Paul said he'll bet $1 million if you don't wear it all year. I said, bro, please wear it all year so I get this million. I would take this bet. He said, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't.
They
do
were
it.
Long. They were
oh, they
little.
Were long.
They were down to his waist.
They did, but they didn't get better, man. I mean, as much as I want to see Jimmy, he a dog like us. He come from our
cloth pedigree.
Our cloth. Yeah, he come from our cloth, and I just want to see Jimmy win, man. But they didn't get better. I don't see it happening.
Rach.
Look, I'm not gonna bet against that team until they show me that they can't get it done when it counts,
right?
Because they have been there in that last chunk of the playoffs over and over and over again recently. So I give them the benefit of the doubt until they show me they can't do it. And then I say, okay, what do we need to fix them? I am amused that Jimmy Butler is going to have that photo taken on Media Day, thrown up on every broadcast for the rest of the season. And that makes
maybe period. That might be his look. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you, Rach. I'm not concerned. It's early. You know, all SPO teams are going to play hard and end up getting together. Jimmy's a great leader. What is Kyle Lowry going to give this team this season? He's currently at about 10.5 points a game, but only shooting 28% from the field. You see that Tyler Herro is now the starting point guard. I don't know if labels matter. I don't know Kyle Lowry like that to know if it's going to bother him that Herro is the point guard. But they need him because, to me, they don't have very much depth. So what is Lowry at age 36 going to be able to give this team? Obviously, you know, older players get off to slower starts. You see CP getting off to a slower start. But what does Lowry still have left in the tank to be able to add to this team? Because whatever it is, they're going to definitely need it.
Well, I mean, Tyler Herro, I'm pretty sure he's bothered by losing his spot to Tyler Herro. Tyler's not a point guard.
You're not going to pay Tyler that much money and not play him a lot.
Yeah, true. But he's definitely not a point guard. They're not going to win with him bringing the ball up and running plays. He's a scorer.
He's a
bucket. Can score at a high clip.
Yeah, he's a bucket.
I think that's why they paid him to score the bucket, not to run plays. So, but I know as a guy who played a while, I know that bothers Kyle Lowry because he's a dog too and he wants to play.
Oh, I mean that's his main characteristic, right? But to me, it's not how you start; it's how you finish,
right?
So whether you're starting games, I don't care. Are you out there closing games, right? That's and then it's true.
This last week and a half.
True for the whole season too. How you're starting the season versus how you end the season. Kyle Lowry dealt with a lot of personal stuff last year, and it took him away from the court, and it took him away from his normal conditioning. And I'm not shocked if he's getting a slower start to ramp up to this season.
Yeah.
Let's check in on him and how he's finishing in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Then I'll be worried.
Agree. Yeah. It's a marathon. We know that. Jack's favorite team, the Los Angeles Lakers, is off to a 0-3 start.
You don't have a pennant in your bedroom?
Man, no? You know he's lying, Rachel. What? If he ever told a lie, he just told one.
What? I mean, obviously, it's again, it's early, it's three games, but it's the Lakers, you know, and you know, when I do ESPN and Rach, you can recall whether they're winning or losing, we're talking about them every single day. So it's just like, and it's funny too, because I've been talking to Darvin Ham a lot lately and, you know, just kind of letting him know what he's in for, and he's picking my brain and asking me stuff too. And it's just like, this is probably the hottest seat in basketball. It will always be the hottest seat in basketball. This team is off to a slow start. Jack, what's your thought on Russ and not so much his play, just the way he's the stuff we've seen him doing kind of away from the team a little bit. I don't want to make anything out of context or make anything bigger, but we've seen a couple times, you know, him not getting huddles, him not do this. You know, we saw AD and LeBron's reaction when Russ was going for a 2-for-1 when they had the lead against Portland. The crowd, his home crowd, he's from here. His home crowd is booing the dog shit out of him. As a player who's always been mental tough, and that's what Russ has been, what is your thoughts on just that, what I just spoke on?
Well, one, I just want Russ. I'm looking into my single count. Russ, you a dog, bro. You one of the best players to ever play this game. Get your confidence back, get tougher skin, and try to block everything out. And what you're going through, every player has went through. Everybody has slumps. Everybody had up and down. The games has been up and down. So you're not going through anything that nobody else has went through. Yeah, people around the Lakers are making it bigger than what it is because they're not winning, and everybody expects the Lakers to be this team. But Russ, from a brother to brother, man, keep doing you. Find your game back and find your love for the game back, bro, because we know you can do what you need to do.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rach, thoughts on Russ, but also the lack of shooting that LeBron has addressed in the media?
Right. So, look, I think the criticism of Russ all day, every day, he's the problem. That has been way overblown. Mm-hmm. Pretending that Russell Westbrook is the only issue with this Lakers right. squad is just willful. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I do think that he maybe shouldn't be out on the floor closing games, as mm-hmm. we saw the other night. And I do think that he has to adjust a little bit. You say, oh, go back and get your game back. I don't know if at this age that is available to him. Mm-hmm. What made Russell Westbrook Russell Westbrook, and we all saw it at his peak, his athleticism was off the charts.
His motor, his strength.
Insane. Yeah. From mm-hmm. end to end, north to south on the floor, getting up for those dunks,
yep.
all the stuff that he did that you knew when you were watching him at his absolute best. That is not the kind of game that ages in the NBA the right. way, say, Steph Curry can hit mm-hmm. jump shots until he's 60, mm-hmm. right? So I think there does need to be a little bit of acceptance of, hey, instead of just going and trying to do the same stuff that you have done your whole career, how can I be good and helpful at this age and in this way? That being said, I don't know if he'd be trying to go 2-for-1 at the end of the game mm-hmm. if there were more shooters on that team. Right. And that goes back to the stuff that LeBron has obviously been talking about. And look, he's right. Nothing he said you might question how he said it, but nothing that he said was wrong. And it is mystifying to me sometimes that this team started when he got here, building a team around him that did not have shooting, saying, oh, we think there's a different way to play with LeBron. I mean, they came out and said it, and you just sat there and go, Miami, look what they did. Cleveland the second time, look what they did. Even the first time, they knew how to play with shooting around him. Trying to reinvent the wheel when he got to L.A. at the end of his career was, it made no sense to me.
Right.
Then in that 2020 season when they won the title, there was a boatload of shooting around him, and it was like, oh, see, they get it. Awesome, great. And since then, they have dismantled the shooting around him. And I don't know if there is a fix for that this season. I do think that there will be more players available toward the trade deadline, more good players, all-star players, than we've seen in a few years, because the parity is crazy around this league right now. A lot of teams that think that they're going to be in the top four in their conference are not. They are not going to be contenders. And with such a good draft class coming up, I think you are going to see teams cut bait midseason, and all of a sudden some of these really great players will be available at a little bit of a discount from what we might have seen previous years. So the Lakers could jump in then, not now, then, and do something. Or, and I hate to say this, when LeBron is the age he is about wasting one of his seasons, it's criminal. But the fact of the matter is, if they just wait until the offseason, they got a max salary slot. They have what at that point they will be allowed to use 3 first-round picks. They can only use 2 right now because they got to wait to see how the season flips out with the Pelicans. The idea that they could basically buy their way into a championship contender, it's a time-honored Laker tradition. Free agents want to come to Los Angeles. The Lakers are one of the sterling brands. Mm-hmm. You could have a whole new team in June.
Mm.
And there is something to be said for if there's a great deal out there at the deadline, take it. But if there isn't,
it's going to be a long
season. It's going to be a long
season if they take that route, which
I mean,
makes the most sense, though.
It's painful.
You don't want to, obviously, you don't want to waste, I mean, Bron's in your 20. You don't want to waste any of his time, you know, that he's continued to bless us with his greatness. But that makes the most sense because, like you said, you know, you're hearing rumors that maybe a Terry Rozier or, you know, things
that's
that can come
make
to
you
the
a contender
team. But
that's season? What I'm saying.
People really think that Russ is the main, and it's there's not a very good roster. They don't play. There's so many other issues outside of Russ, but Russ is the easy scapegoat. One thing I wanted to touch on, Rach, which I think you made a great point about, is Russ's game aging that he hasn't, you know, kind of come to his head about, you know. And a perfect example to me is someone like CP, who's been able to modify his game to his age and been able to slow down and change his speeds. And what made Russ so great now is kind of harming him because that's the only way he knows how to go. There's never really been a change of speed, but he hasn't had to change speed because his speed was, couldn't fuck with his speed. But now that it's slowing down and it's, you know, and I think people are in his head as far as shooting. I mean, Russ has been, you know, a pretty consistent, when he was going, a mid-range shooter. You know what I mean? And now, like, it's hard when people just say, shit, I'm not guarding that. That shit is hard to make a shot. When people, you know, you're at the three-point line and people just turn their head and walk to the rebound. That shit gets in your head. So I would love to see Russ find it. I don't know what find it looks like at this age, but I just know there's just a lot of noise in L.A. around this team, and I don't know if they can straighten it out. So on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings, we have our odds on favorite to win MVP this year. I'm going to go through maybe the top 8. Luka, plus 450. Giannis is number 2 at plus 650. Ja made a nice jump. He's at plus 750. Embiid, plus 800. Jason Tatum, plus 800. KD, plus 1200. Steph Curry is on there, plus 2000. Dame's at plus 2500. Zion snuck on there. Thoughts on MVP, although, you know, we're 3 or 4 games in, it doesn't really mean anything right now, but who on that list has really impressed you so far, Jack?
I'll just go with 2 guys, Ja Morant and Jason Tatum. The way they starting off, I think those guys have a great chance of actually winning this award, not just being up here, you know, the early season picks. They really have a shot at winning MVP.
Rach?
Well, look, right now, with the odds, Luka's up top and then Giannis, I'd flip those personally just because I don't know how many games the Mavericks are going to win.
Right.
And as someone who's voted on a lot of these awards, you do take that into account.
Have to.
The Bucks, we know they're going to be right, if not the top, around the top of the Eastern Conference. And he's just...
Giannis is 30, not to cut you off, 32.5 a game, 12.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists.
I mean, it's
with the number
sick.
One defense in the league.
Right. and that he is a huge part of, right? Mm-hmm. So I still got to give it to him as the favorite going in here, and what that would mean in terms of the history of the game, mm-hmm. having him win it for a third time. But I think that Luka could be right up there, because once Brunson left, Luka's going to like pick up more numbers. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how many wins Dallas is going
to
get.
Ja's on a mission. I think Ja's on a mission to lead the league in scoring. Their team's exciting. This is the new NBA. These dudes celebrate. They party. They dance after games.
Love
they do
it.
Selfies. Like, I love this new energy. They got stars at their game in Memphis. They're dancing on the court. Like, I love what they've embraced him. He's their leader. They've thrown the grindhouse mantra out. They have their own. I don't know what they're called now, but whatever it's called, it needs to be dope. But I love what he's doing, what this organization and team is doing, and I would love to see him go up there and grab that this year. But again, it's early and Steph Curry's still around. Man, in closing thoughts, Adidas decides to terminate the Kanye West contract along with several other brands that have kind of left his side. Rachel, what's your thoughts on this?
They had to. I'm wearing these today because I'm in support of their decision. You can't have someone saying that. And by the way, it's not just these most recent comments. We were talking about this before the show.
I've been talking shit for a minute.
The stuff he has been saying over the past few years, as great as an artist as he is, as much as he has given us sort of, you know, over this time, I'm sorry. Yeah. That stuff incites violence. We have seen a one-to-one of violence coming from the things he said. And when you are saying and doing things that physically are hurting innocent people, sorry.
The KKK hijacked his movement. I think that was kind of the final step where the people that were on the freeway this past week and, you know, throwing up the white power signs and Kanye's right. Jack, thoughts on the situation?
It hurts our heart, especially as a black man, to see somebody like Kanye, who we look up to, say so many hurtful things, not to only to other races, but to his own race. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And for me, it just hurts the things he said about George Floyd. You know what I mean? Because now his daughter coming home from school, asking why people bringing that up again, right? Mm-hmm. And I went through a tough time doing that whole, you know what I'm saying, doing the whole George Floyd stuff to have to relive it again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I just think that it just hurts from somebody we listen to and somebody we look up to say these things. And you hate to see the things happen to him, but you say stupid shit, you get stupid prizes.
I'm hurt too from a standpoint of what he's been able to mean for the culture when he was on the right path, and what he's been able to build for himself. Mm-hmm. If you think about what he's been able to build for himself as far as music and fashion and culture, like, he was up there. Mm-hmm. He was icon status. And, you know, I don't mind the ignorant stuff he says, because to me that's freedom of speech, and you're not always going to agree with what people say. I just obviously have a problem with the hate.
Yeah.
You know, and as we were talking off air, he was saying a lot of hateful stuff for a while, but, you know, he spoke on the Jewish community.
You can't say that about slavery.
No.
You can't say that stuff.
You can't say that stuff.
You cannot.
I'm sorry.
You can't. You can just, there's a lot of stuff you can't say when it comes to hate. And, like, again, he's been, you know, kind of stabbing at all racists when it comes to that. But, you know, he spoke on the Jewish community and almost taunting them. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, I can do this, you can't.
Yep.
And, you know, unfortunately, just, I mean, that's just something you don't want to test. But, again, man, I overall, I just pray for him, you know, because I know he just needs some help, some hugs, some, you know, he spoke on his mental health issues and you know, that probably needs to be addressed, but you never want to use that as an excuse. But at the same time, man, you hate to see it, because he's a father too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know his kids, and he's gone, you know, he's had a situation with this girl, and whenever there's kids involved, it's just hard, because his kids are old enough now to hear. And you don't ever want to hear nothing bad about your mom or dad.
They all got phones, though. They all got phones. They see all that,
man. You never want to hear stuff about your mom and dad when it comes to this negative stuff. So, you know, obviously playing for everybody involved. And, you know, I mean, I just hope he, you know, gets some help that he needs and can get himself together. Another sad situation. Brittany Griner's latest, her appeal was denied today. Yeah, right. Was denied today, upheld. They're giving her time served, so they say at this point she still owes another 8 years. This is just sick to me, and all over. They're obviously trying to make an example, but a little cartridge. Jack, anything you want to say to her, in case we can get that out to her on
BG? You know, we love you. Me and you always been cool. We bumped into each other a few times. But, you know, we riding for you. We know you've been doing wrong, and anything we can do, we trying to do it. But you have our support, and hopefully we'll see you home soon.
Rachel, anything support for B?
Well, I mean, it's every time I see what she's up against, I mean, my just heart drops. It just seems, it's barbaric. I mean, there's no other word for what she's right. going through. I do have a question for you guys, and I don't know the answer, so I'm just legitimately asking. She is one of the faces of the WNBA, right? If this was one of the faces of the NBA who had been in this position, what do you think would be different in terms of what our government might do to help her out or the common public opinion?
Unfortunately, I think if it was a male star, he would be out.
You think so?
We wouldn't be talking about this right now.
I think he would have been out.
No, we wouldn't be talking about this.
And I think, obviously, that's all guess, but it's a pretty solid guess. Like, if one of our stars, I'm not even going to throw no one's name, but if one of our bigger stars, faces of the NBA, happened to get caught with some treat overseas and this kind of shit happened, I just have a feeling that he wouldn't still be sitting there.
It just keeps, every time I see it, I'm just like, oh, this happened with the guy? And I don't know, maybe it would. I mean, with the relationship between Russia and America right now is not good.
Timing, everything is timing. And I think
if it was a male star of the NBA, we would not be talking about this right now.
Because he wouldn't be in there. But anyway, BG, we're sending prayers out to you, your family, your loved ones, everyone involved in this situation. Keep your head up. And you know, hopefully something will
Praying
come down
for a
the
wife
pipe,
too.
Right? Hopefully, something will come down for the pipeline, and you know, get you up out of there. But you guys, thank you for your time today. That's a wrap. What's Burning? You can catch us on Showtime Basketball YouTube
and on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Show Basketball.
Oh, before we go, Rach.
Yep.
I saw the gleam in the smile in your face when you were up in Golden State. How good was it to get back on the saddle?
It was. You guys know you were up there recently, but even more so, you guys are family to that organization. Mm-hmm. There's no better place to be on a night like that. Mm-hmm. Ring ceremony. I'm all in for a ring ceremony. Give me a ring ceremony anytime in any sport. It's fantastic. And then, you know, you've got like first ballot Hall of Famers everywhere you look there. Mm-hmm. It is just so much fun and great to reconnect and talk to those guys. And I'm so excited about what they're going to be this season. Yeah. They're fun to watch.
I was happy for you because I just a couple times the camera caught you and you were just smiling. I'm
Where
just
she like, belong.
She's back in her element.
I love this game. You know that.
Right. So we're you happy for that. You. Yes. Anyway, man, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.